You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. By His stripes we are healed. By His nail-pierced hands we're free. By His blood we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. Yes, He did. He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all. It all. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Our God is risen, He is alive. He won the victory, He reigns on high. Our God is risen, He is alive. He won the victory, He reigns on high. Our God is risen, He is alive. He won the victory, He reigns on high. Our God is risen, He is alive. He won the victory, He reigns on high. Hallelujah, You have won the victory. Hallelujah, You have won it all for me. Death could not hold You down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold You down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. To worship You I live. To worship You I live. I live to worship You. To worship You I live, to worship You I live to worship You. To worship You I live, to worship You I live to worship You. To worship You I live, to worship You I live to worship You. Cause death could not hold You down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold You down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold You down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Oh, Lord, oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up, starting us on another day, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for protecting and shield us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to go with our children this morning, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Put a wedge of protection around them as they go to and fro school today, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you do. You just do so much, Father God. You don't have to do it, but you do it. And we just want to thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent to die for our sins, Father God, so we can have everlasting life, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to be the healer that you are, the doctor that you are, the judge that you are, Father. Father, we thank you for being who you are, Father God. We thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God, for we know you hold all power in your hands. Father God, we ask you to touch our leaders this morning, Father God, that they do right by your sheep, Father God, for we know that in this pandemic, Father God, we need you every hour, every second, every minute of the day, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch and heal this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the bereaving, Father God, because we know a lot of people didn't make it this morning, Father God. But we just want to thank you. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to continue, Father God, to dispatch your angels on our behalf, Father God, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. Father God, we thank you this morning for all that you do. Father God, we ask you to touch the messenger this morning as they come to feed your sheep, Father God. Father God, we just continue to be in your mercy and your grace, Father God, and thank you, because we can't thank you enough for all that you do. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray this morning. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Mickens. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Brother Mickens, for allowing God to use you, for seating and greeting everyone to his in before his presence. And I want to say thank you, our wonderful minister, Thomas Kalen. I tell you, hallelujah, he has won the victory, and that's definitely going to resonate in my spirit, man, this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for ushering us in before his presence. And good morning, my TMC family. So good to hear the voices of everyone this morning coming in, and I tell you, it is a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, and we give God glory for his time and this hour. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we say greetings to you on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. With their yes, they stood on God's word, which is Psalm 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website you can go to 24/7. It's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers and great information that goes on periodically throughout the season. So we encourage you to go there, and you'll notice that the theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry. We encourage you to do so. You can be a greeter, as our gracious brother did so wonderfully this morning. You can be a host, which is what I'm doing. You could be a psalmist, which our wonderful minister, Kalen, did so wonderfully. You can just have a word from the Lord and bring it forth. We encourage you to do that. This is a safe place. So in order to do that, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what really brought most of us together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artist International. It was established well over 30 years ago by Papa Diaz, Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we're so thankful that we definitely have some awesome products to help health get back into perspective. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they will share more information with you. Now, not only that, we have a call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It's called the Morning Motivational Call, and today is Awareness Wednesday, and the topic will be on dementia and Alzheimer's. And this day, it will be our director, Deborah Smith, out of Cincinnati, Ohio, that will be speaking on dementia and Alzheimer's. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. So Director Deborah Smith, who is a certified health coach, will be talking on dementia and Alzheimer's. Very high topic today. So I'm going to get out of the way because we have an amazing woman of God who is always ready to be used by God. She is no stranger to this call. As a matter of fact, she has been putting us into another phase with the I Am series. And I tell you, it has been tremendously wonderful. And I'm so thankful to God that he has brought her to this platform and this hour to bring before us what thus says the Lord. This woman of God, it was born in New York City. She lived in Norcross, Georgia, and now she resides in San Antonio, Texas. She has a BS in electrical engineer, master's of divinity and pastoral ministry. She is an author of the book, her first book, When God Burst the Ministry. We're so thankful that God led her to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, which is a nonprofit ministry. She is a co-founder of Sisters Serving Sisters Ministry, which we will be having a wonderful event this coming Saturday. So we're thankful to God that she is a sister. She is a mother. She is a wonderful woman of God who stands on the word of God. So I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our love in the ministry. And I tell you, she is awesome. Minister, Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that warm and welcoming introduction. And I love you to life, my dear sister. You know, you know, you know. I tell you, you are my grounding at times. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are, Minister Brenda. And to Psalmist Kaylin for opening us up and ushering us in. And to Brother Daryl for just seating and greeting us. And, of course, we want to honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we are here today. And I am humbled and honored that they allow me to come before the people of God. And I never, ever, ever take that lightly because God loves his people. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. God does not often stop me in the middle of a series and say, okay, I got something else I need you to take to my people. But that is exactly what he has done with this. So today we are going to put the I Am series on hold, kind of-ish, and that'll become more clear because this has a different title, but it will all tie back in once you see where it ends up going. So today's message is titled, Be Sober and Disciplined, Giving God Control, Not Just Access. Be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access. And when he said that to me as I was preparing for this message,
it stopped me dead in my tracks because I was like, ooh, wait a minute, ooh, ooh, wait a minute. How often do we give God access to the things we want him to have in our lives and not truly giving him control and surrender and submitting it all to him? So as he said that, I had to really just stop and say, okay, not only is he getting ready to step on everybody else's toes, I might as well just roll my feet up, you know, in this process because he is getting ready to step on my toes. So again, be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access. So I needed, you know, as I was listening to Dr. Pakola yesterday, God just continued to show me, yeah, you heard what I said, because she was talking about us disciplining our flesh yesterday as we push back from the table and fast. But God said, I need you to go a little further because I want you to tell them to be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access, mind, body, and spirit. So now he wants all of it. He doesn't just want access. He doesn't just want us to push back from the table. He doesn't want us to just discipline our bodies physically, but he wants us to be sober and disciplined, mind, body, and spirit. So Dr. PK talked about disciplining the flesh yesterday and food and giving God that part of us. So today I'm going to start with, and we're going to start with disciplining our tongues, taming our mouths, that member that can set ablaze things because we don't discipline it. But before we go into that, let's start from the same place. So we're going to start with some definitions just so that we can be working from the same place. Sober is translated from the Greek word that means calm and collected, to have good sense, good judgment, wisdom, level-headed in times of stress. It also means habitually temperate, sound of mind, safe, stable, and self-controlled. Disciplined is defined as showing a controlled form of behavior or way of working. So be sober and disciplined. So that means show wisdom, temperance, self-controlled, and a logical manner of doing things. Mind, body, and spirit. See, God has a plan for us, and he can't put that plan into action if we aren't giving him, if we're just giving him access and not control. See, we have to be willing to give God control. We've got to stop putting him in the co-pilot seat and allow him to fly the plane. Let's be clear, we are not here to help God. God is our ever-present help in time of need. We have got to stop just allowing him access to those things we want him to have in our lives, those areas that we are okay with him touching, those areas that we feel we can give him. See, God wants us all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. See, he wants us all because the good he can make better. The bad he can make good, the ugly he can make beautiful if we allow him to. But see, when we just allow him access to those areas instead of giving him control of them, then we're only giving him the pieces and parts that we desire him to have. And I don't know about you, but I want to give God all of me. Because I want all that he has for me. And if I don't give him all of me, then how can I get all that he has for me? So now we're going to go ahead and get into the word. And the first area of which we have to be sober and disciplined is our mouth. So Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat of its fruit. Death and life. So what we speak is what we receive. So if we are speaking life, thus my ministry name, Speak Life, then that is what we receive. But if we are speaking negatively and death, then that's what happens. See, oftentimes when God has given us a vision or a dream, We both speak it forth and kill it at the same time. We say, oh, God's giving me this dream, but I don't see how it can happen. You're right. It's not going to happen if you're talking like that. But Proverbs 21 and 23, whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Think about that. So if there is nothing positive for you to say about the vision God gave you, then as Dr. Vanessa would tell us, practice the SUM ministry, the shut up ministry. Be quiet until you can speak only that which God gave you. If God gave you a vision, if God planted the dream within you, then you speak forward that dream and nothing else. Because in that way, then you're speaking into existence that which God has planted in you. I love Proverbs 17 and 28. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. Even a fool. So you don't know a fool is a fool until he opens his mouth. So in those times when we feel like there's nothing positive to say, then maybe we shouldn't say anything. Now, I'm a person who has to get something out, put it on the table, and then I don't have to say anything else about it. That is just how God has created me. That is how I operate. And my mentor will tell you, I will call her up, and I will be like, blah, 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 get it all out. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good now. I can go back to doing what I'm doing, but I had to get it up out of me so that I did not implode. But the Lord has been speaking to me lately, and he said, sometimes your tongue gets you in trouble. Did I tell you to say that? Even though you needed to get it out, put it on a piece of paper. That's getting it out. Write it down. Tear it up, because that's getting it out. Sometimes you don't even need to speak it into the atmosphere. There are other ways to get things out of you. Control your tongue. How do you control your tongue? The only way to do that is to give it to God. That's the only way, because he tells you that small member is the most difficult to control. But he also tells us in James 3 and 10, from the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. You can't speak good and evil out of the same lips. It just does not make sense. And when we do it to our own dream, when we do it to those things that God has called us to, we're just setting ourselves further and further back and making the process longer. And notice I say we. Because we all do it. And there are times when I have to catch myself and be like, and people look at me because I really started to say some things, and not that anything that I was getting ready to say was untrue, but it was unnecessary to be said, and the Holy Spirit checked me. And I love that about the Holy Spirit, that immediate in-the-moment check that he gives us. And if we're listening to the voice of God, that is working on the inside of us, that he has sent us back after Jesus went to be at his right hand. If we listen to that voice, then we'll know when to speak and when not to speak. We'll know those things that we should say and not to say. Psalms 52 and 2, your tongue plots destruction like a sharp razor, your worker of deceit. The tongue can destroy a relationship. I've done it. I know. I can be pretty harsh when I say things, and I understand that, and that's something that the Lord is working on with me. Not that it's ever untrue, But the Lord says, speak the truth in love. And that's the part he's working on with me, in the in love part. Because I'm real good at speaking the truth part. That part I got down. Not sure why I'm being so transparent this morning, but to God be the glory. See, because sometimes he needs you to see that. He needs that transparency from those who are ministering to the people so that they can understand, yeah, you know what, we all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. I've not arrived, but I am a work in progress, and I am thankful to God that he is allowing me to be sober and disciplined, giving him control and not just access, mind, body, and spirit. So we've got to make sure that as we are in this process, and this fast is a good time to be doing this, that we begin to give him that complete control. And that's a process. Look, it doesn't happen overnight. Relinquishing control is a process. Ask somebody who used to be a control freak. They will tell you. But we know that God loves us and cares for us more than we even love and care for ourselves, because he sent Jesus to the cross for us, that we may be returned to right relationship with him. Be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access. See, because he sent his only begotten son to the cross so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we've got to make sure that we are doing our part and that we are giving him control, not just access. Psalm 37 and 30 says, the mouth of righteousness utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. So if we've given God control, then we have the mouth of righteousness. James 1, 19 and 20. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. But it tells you, slow to speak. Practice the shut up ministry. Hear what is being said. Allow the Holy Spirit within you to process it before you open your mouth and react to what you heard. Because maybe you heard it wrong. Maybe you were already offended when you walked into the conversation. Bridle your tongue. Give the Lord your tongue, because that's who's got to bridle it. Let's be real. We've got to make sure that as we are walking this thing out and during this fast, that we are praying and seeking God, that we are asking him, Lord, how do we become sober and disciplined? How do we give you complete control and not just access mind, body, and spirit? Ask him. He'll tell you. He will absolutely show you the path that he desires from you. Psalm 39 and 1, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle so long as the wicked are in my presence. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle that I may not sin with my tongue. Come on now. Be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access, mind, body, and spirit. Think about it. We've already pushed back from the table. Are we willing to take that next step and ask God to take control of our mind? That we speak only that which he gives us to speak. That is one of my prayers daily. Lord, let me say only that which you desire me to say. I ask him for that daily, sometimes hourly, and in some cases, minute by minute. Because I understand the destruction that the tongue can cause. We have to make a decision. Will we allow him to be the I am in our lives and give him complete control? We have a choice to make. And it's up to us. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. My goodness, I tell you, what a powerful, powerful word. And if you can't say, oh, me, say out. Okay, we'll catch that one later. To God be the glory for that awesome word this morning. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time word. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, oh, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that your love is so great that you took the time to use this woman of God, Father, to speak to our hearts and our minds and come to realize, Father, that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Say, be sober and disciplined, giving God control and not just access. Father, we give you total control. We cast every care upon you, Lord, because we know you care for us. We thank you for this woman of God. Pour back into her virtues of blessings, Lord God, and pour into her, Lord, all that she needs and even what she desires, oh God. We thank you, Father, for her blessing, her going out, her coming in, everywhere her feet tread and where her hands touch. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing her son and all those that concerns her, Father God. Keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all those who are going through health challenges, Lord God. And a few I'm just going to call out, like baby Maddie, Father. We thank you for the progress that you're doing in her. We thank you for restoring her in such a mighty way. We glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing in those that have contracted COVID. We call COVID, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We speak over them and call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for restoring, restoring, restoring like never before. Nobody can restore the bodies like you can, oh God. So we thank you because you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes, they and we are healed. We thank you, Father God, for covering those that are going through bereavement, Father. We ask that you give them a peace and a comfort like never before. We thank you, Lord God, because you're truly the God who is awesome. And we say, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, because truly you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we say amen. Well, I tell you, what an awesome, awesome word that we can share with someone. And to do so, you could give them the playback, which is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, upcoming next is the Morning Motivational Call with Awareness Wednesday. And today is Director Deborah Smith, a certified health coach who will be speaking on dementia and Alzheimer's. I know you know somebody that can get empowered with that call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, I tell you, it's definitely been an awesome call. Thank you so much for starting our day, Psalmist Kaylin. I tell you, with that awesome worship, we give God glory for you and thank you Brother Darryl, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and opening us up with that powerful prayer. And Prophet Kai, thank you so much for that awesome on-time word. You definitely hear from the Lord. And I tell you, I know all our toes got stepped on this morning, and we give God glory for it because it's because of his love for us. We love you, and would you please come back and close us out with the benediction.
And, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you, our beautiful prayer general, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you because we know you love us more than we even love ourselves. Father, we want to surrender. We want to be sober and disciplined, surrendering all to you, giving you control, not just access, Father. So we surrender it all to you right now in the name of Jesus. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we give your name the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. Father, because we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. So we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.